Gemara in Masechtas Vachon, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, has a discussion of how we know that the tefillin have four batim, have four compartments. And the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, D'omar tat b'kasvi shtayim, the word tat in the place called kasvi is two, pas in Africa, the shtayim, 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that's how we know that tefillin have 4 batim. So of course the Mefarshim discuss such an important mitzvah tefillin, that of course one of the most fundamental elements of that mitzvah is that it has to be made up 4 batim. The way we come to know that is because in Kasvi, tat means 2. In Afriki, it means 2. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Is that the way we're going to come to learn such an essential halacha? So Shloah HaKadosh has a very fundamental discussion about this subject. He says, and the Taz says the same, the first part, that we are not to understand that in Kasvi the word tat means 2. Then in Afriki the word pas means 2. On the contrary, you know how tat came to mean 2 in Kasvi? Because in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, tat means 2. You know how pas came to mean 2? Not because in Afriki means 2. You know why in Afriki pas means 2? Because in Lashon Kodesh, pas means 2. And in Africa, they adapted these Hebrew words, which means, as the Shloah explains, the lesson here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and runs the world, as much as we could understand this kaviyachol, with Lashon HaKodesh. And actually, he says the Rashi already teaches us this lesson in Parshas Bereishis. Because Rashi in Parshas Bereishis says that when Chava was created, the Pasuk says, Lozoi Sikore Isha, says Rashi, Mikan Shabara Olam B'Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Shloah, it's not to mean that Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks Lashon HaKodesh. It's to understand that the world was created with Lashon HaKodesh. The Lashon HaKodesh is what the way to, is part of the Bria, as part of the way the world was created. And in fact, he says, that's pshat in the bracha that we say all the time, by Kiddush. Asher bracha bonu mikol om, v'ramimonu mikol lashon. Says the Shloah, you know what that means? What the bracha means to say is, what's the raya? Asher bracha bonu mikol om. What's the raya that we are the chosen people? What's the raya, v'ramimonu, that we're greater? The raya is mikol lashon, because we are the ones, Klal Yisrael are the ones that speak Lashon HaKodesh. And Lashon HaKodesh is the language in which the world was created. So why did we, from all the other nations of the world, get to speak Lashon HaKodesh? Because we're the Am HaNivchor. So it's only appropriate that the Am HaNivchor should speak this great Lashon. So therefore, explains the Shloah, when it comes to something as so important and as so fundamental as the tefillin, we specifically learn that the tefillin are made up of 4 batim by using words that were transported from Lashon HaKodesh to other countries to show that the whole world depends on Lashon HaKodesh. And we, Klal Yisrael, are the people that speak Lashon Kodesh. That's the Shlaz approach to this question. Another pshat along the same word, along the same approach, we know that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Yudalad Amud Bey, says, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yarim Mecha. When the world sees, when the Umas Ha'olam see Klai Yisrael wearing the tefillin, V'yarim Mecha, that causes them to fear us. So explain to Mepharshim that we're wearing tefillin, and when we show it, we wear the tefillin, it shows who we are. But in order for it to show whom we are, it has to be something that they can relate to. Otherwise, the tefillin become completely strange to them. They don't understand what tefillin is. So therefore, the Torah specifically chose to use words that are not part of necessarily the Hebrew vocabulary, the Lashon Kodesh vocabulary, words that are part of the vocabulary of the Umas Ha'olam, that they should learn from these words, they should learn from this what tefillin represents. And they say a very nice raya to this concept. The Gemara says, the Masechta Krisis, that when they put the Shemen HaMishcha on the Kohen Gadol, the shape that they put on his head with the oil was Kamekiyavonis, like a letter from the Greek alphabet. So again, the same question. Yes, we're anointing the Kohen Gadol, but why use a letter from the Greek alphabet? Use a letter from the Hebrew alphabet. Use it with different shape. Why specifically this? So Mepharshim explained again. Part of the purpose of putting on the Shem and Amishpa of the Kohen Gadol was to show the world the greatness of the Kohen Gadol. And how is that shown? By taking a letter of their alphabet that they could relate to and using it to anoint on the head of the Kohen Gadol. Like this, the Umas Ha'olam could see who and what is the Kohen Gadol. But then, in answering this question, again, why something so important as the tefillin do we use words from foreign vocabulary? There's a beautiful vart from Rabbi Socha Doi from Belz. The pasuk says, a pasuk that we say three times every day in Krishma, says Rashi, af le'acha shetiglu, even after, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael will go into Golus, have a mitzvah of mitzvahs. We may excel in doing mitzvahs, henicha tefillin, asu mezuzos. Put on tefillin, have mezuzos on your doorway. And the question, of course, is, why does Rashi pick, why did the Torah pick these two mitzvahs? So the Belzer Rebbe explains, you know, that if a people, if a person goes on a road, on a road that doesn't have good signs, he makes landmarks, simonim, to remember this is the way to travel. And he shouldn't, chas v'shalom, get lost. So Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, is going to a long and bitter Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned that during this long and bitter Golus, we shouldn't forget who Hashem is. We shouldn't forget who we are. So what did he say? That no matter where you are, put on tefillin every day. No matter where you are, have a mezuzah on your home. And that will remind us who we are, that were Avdei Hashem. So specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the word Taitofis, which is made up of vocabulary, not from Lashon Kodesh, to teach us that tefillin need to be worn not only when we're in Eretz Yisrael, ish tachas gaftov, ish tachas teinosai, but even when we're in a long and bitter galus, tat bekasvi, we're going to be in Kasvi, pas be'afriki, we're going to be in Africa, but you still have to wear those teitofis. You still have to wear those tefillin. You still have to remember who Hashem is and who we are. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically, the Torah specifically chose to teach us this halacha of the dalabatim, of the four batim, the tefillin, from foreign languages.